Let's talk about Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu being targeted by the ICC. You know what? Israel, they're not a signatory of the ICC, but the court, but they still don't care. They're going after Benjamin Netanyahu. They're saying that he has committed crimes. Now, they actually haven't put out the whole arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu, but more than likely, they said it is going to come. They're saying it is going to happen. Benjamin Netanyahu is on their list. Now, they have actually some other people that they've already targeted once already for this. Right, Shannon? If I'm not mistaken, can we put up on the screen here? This one, last year, the ICC, you can make it full screen, the ICC issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin, which accused him of responsibility of illegally deportation of Ukrainian children in his war in Ukraine. So they're saying Putin, because it's, you know, it's a time of war in Ukraine, because of what Putin has done in Ukraine, is the reason why they're going after him. Putin, to be clear, I'm not a Putin supporter, okay? I don't like run out there and say we need to get behind Putin. I'll be honest with you, I don't even trust Putin. But with that said, I don't trust Joe Biden. I most definitely don't trust the United Nations. I don't trust this organization, the ICC, which is just one that a liberal group have created so they can target people in the world. And they're not even going after countries. They're targeting specific people that's going against their agenda. And it is in a liberal agenda. Liberal agenda that they're targeting these people. Why are they targeting Benjamin Netanyahu? Because he's simply just defending his nation, defending his people. But because he's defending Israel, they put him on the target list.
Yeah, well, they're going after him because Hamas is literally putting the Palestinian people in harm's way, right? They're hiding behind these Palestinians, and so they are getting hurt in the crossfire. Now, well, you know, Israel has worked very, very hard to try not to get innocent civilians. It's been a part of this war for a very, very long time, from dropping leaflets to letting them know when they're going to attack, where they're going to attack, to them literally going, knocking on doors, letting them know that they're going to attack in that area. I mean, they've done so much. But now we've gotten down to a very important part of the war where they're huddled in one area. They actually have them cornered. Right. And so the Palestinians that haven't left or haven't been able to leave are in the way. And so they're basically saying that this is a war crime, but they're blaming it on Israel instead of blaming it on Hamas.
They don't say anything about Hamas.
No, they're saying that, oh, completely quiet about the Palestinian Hamas. People, oh, they're innocent. Well, the Palestinian people are not innocent. They have empowered Hamas. They actually, in the Gaza, they put them in leadership positions, right? They have done so much to protect them. And, Will, it's to the point where now, you know, Egypt, Jordan, they won't even take the Palestinians. You know why?
Because of Hamas.
Because Hamas allow Hamas to take control wherever they go. They are just as much, they are a part of Hamas, to be honest.
Did you
with
know
you.
They supposedly had an election in the Gaza Strip about who was going to be running?
Yeah, they
government.
Elected them.
And then they, but I think there are some people in Palestine that was in the Gaza Strip that does not agree with Hamas. And they silenced those people, they strong armed those people. And anyone who spoke out against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, they lost their lives or they were just disappeared. And now they're saying, how come Egypt and other nations won't take these people because Hamas is embedded with them. There's a great deal of the people that call themselves Palestinian that support Hamas.
Well,
So when you find Hamas, you find Palestinians. When you find Palestinians, you find Hamas.
Right. And Tlaib's a perfect example. She's not calling out Hamas, right?
No.
Because she knows that they are in the fiber of the Palestinian people. So she's not going to call them out. She's calling out Israel saying, oh, you're the problem, not us, meaning the Palestinian people and Hamas among us. It's you. That's basically what she says.
Exactly. And you know, and then when you talk about the U.S. government, we're supposedly allies with Israel. It's not supposedly. We've been allies with Israel from day one. Well, listen to this one on the Jerusalem Post. Where is Biden? Time to defend Israel from the ICC before it's too late. Joe Biden's not going to do anything. Joe Biden's going to stay out of the way. You have Bernie Sanders just the other day put out a statement complaining about Benjamin Netanyahu. And Bernie Sanders is Jewish himself. They're all going along with this woke agenda, but Bernie Sanders, he's always been a communist himself. So going after Benjamin Netanyahu is part of this whole communist agenda. And then you get a lot of people don't even want to support Israel. And they say, well, Israel, they're the reason why we have all the problems on the planet. Really? It's people like Bernie Sanders. It's people like George Soros who were born Jewish. I don't know that they even actually claim to be Jewish any longer, but they were born Jewish, and look what they've done. They've done so much damage to the country, to the world.
Well, and you know what? If they are an ally of ours, let's just...
Israel.
If Israel is an ally of ours, could it be that the ICC could actually go after Biden too, for helping Israel, because we have helped them? You know what I mean? So maybe Biden's staying quiet for that, but not only that, Will. But what does this do? When the ICC says we're putting an arrest warrant out for Netanyahu, what does that do to all these young people on the college campuses and stuff?
It inspires them.
It makes them go, see? It makes them want to go more militant. Right.
It says we're doing what the world wants.
Yep.
Because it's another manipulation game, and it's going to go right to their heads. And just like I said in the beginning, I'm just waiting, and I'm telling you, there's going to be more violence come out of this. The violence that we saw during the Summer of Love with George Floyd is going to be nothing compared to what they're going to do here. Now, do I want to be wrong? I hope and pray that I'm wrong. But I guarantee everybody that's watching, and I do look in the comments. I'm looking in the comments right now on the Frank Speech Rumble channel. And I look on frankspeech.com. I do look on the comments there. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody watching right now? And you can leave me a comment or not. But I'm willing to bet everyone that's watching right now, you see the same thing that I see. Let me remind you, the same people that will strap bombs to themselves and send people out to go blow up people, innocent people in the meat market, the supermarket, what have you, in the church, in the synagogue. They don't care where you are. The same people that's doing that are the same people organizing what's happening on the college campuses right now. And you mean to tell me I'm supposed to not pay attention to that? How come no one else is talking about it? I've yet to hear anybody in the mainstream media, the government, state media, not a single person bring up the fact that these people that are organizing these youth, these impressionable minded children to be violent towards people that are Israeli. No one is mentioning the fact that these are the same people that are willing to strap bombs to themselves. Have you heard anyone talk about that, Shannon? The same people organizing this.
Yeah.
You've heard other people talk about this?
Well, I've heard that, you know, there's three different groups working together for the demise of the United States. And so
heard them talk about them being violent like that, wanting to strap bombs? These are the same people that's doing this, that strap bombs to themselves?
I mean, not that specific thing, but I mean, we've heard that there are, you know, that there's some intel that something big could happen. We don't know what they're going to do here on American soil. So from that perspective, it leads you to think that could possibly happen.
When they're doing these events and they're talking about death to America, they're actually saying it, death to America, the same people again. And I'm looking in the comments and I see people in there saying, yeah, they see the same thing.
New York posted a really good article on this, and you actually have it right here, and it says, you know, International Crime Court's vicious smear tactics against American allies. And basically, you know, it brings up that this guy named Kareem Khan. He's the one from the ICC that's going to bring up these charges against Netanyahu, his Israel defense minister, and the head of the Israel army. So it's three people that have arrest warrants. And it says if this happens, it will throw kerosene on the already flammable international situation. It says it could further ignite things here at home. Well, just like we were saying, all those educated know-nothings in colleges, right, will have a license to do more. It will encourage them, all those anti-Semites who have crawled out of the sewers in recent months, and it will be a grotesque smear and slander against the state of Israel. Netanyahu is one of the only other democratically elected presidents in the world. Other than the United States.
And they're going after
him. And they're going after him.
They're going after him.
I thought these people are for democracy. I thought that's what everybody wants.
Oh, come on.
Even
yeah,
here
we
in America,
they're not for
we're screaming democracy, democracy. But that's not what they want.
No, they're not for democracy.
And we know we're a republic. Don't send us emails. We know. But these indictments could be it could cause tension even more. It's very interesting what's happening.
It really is. So I don't know when they're going to actually put out the arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu.
They said this week.
But I don't know when they're going to do it, but it's going to come pretty soon. And as it stands right now, they're actually going to do it. And I'm just wondering, I'm like this. If I'm Benjamin Netanyahu, I'm like, do it. And I dare you to come to the country to get me. Do it and come get me. I mean, that's how I would be. Do it and come get me. Now, I just saw a comment on here, Shannon. Someone was asking about the RisenVibe.com product.
Yeah, actually, I was just going to...
And about the chip on
so
top of it.
So basically...
Like this. Think about it like this. Does a magnet need a battery?
Nope, it doesn't.
Think about it. Does
exactly.
a magnet need a battery? A magnet does not need a battery, but a magnet is actually putting off a frequency. When you take one magnet and you take another magnet, you bring them together and they do their thing. Like when you reverse them, they do their thing because of that frequency there on that magnet. If you take those two magnets and you separate them for 50 years and you bring them back, guess what's going to happen? They're going to do the exact same thing. So no, you don't need a battery to emit frequency. Right. You don't need battery. Everything, if you really think about it, everything has a frequency.
Yep.
Watch the time.
Everything has a frequency.
You've heard of even the God frequency.
Yes. Yeah. Even the God frequency. Yeah. Everything you see right now
is vibrating at some point.
It has a frequency.
Yeah.
Even paper. It has a frequency. The best flag on God's green earth has a frequency.
It's made of energy.
Right? It has a frequency. The best one ever. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Absolute Truth with Elmore Robinson is coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that fire show. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.